Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
All right. The election is next week, the primary election. And so we've got a lot to get to this week, starting with the statewide Republican primary to get a candidate to go up against incumbent U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. Jeff Shapiro, there are five Republicans running in this statewide primary, and Republicans don't tend to have statewide primaries. So what's going to happen here?
Hung Cao is the favorite for the Republican nomination to take on Tim Kaine. Again, Kaine seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate. Cao's got a couple of things working in his favor. One, he ran for Congress a couple of years ago in the 10th in Northern Virginia, and that sort of elevated his profile and allowed him to sort of maintain an image, at least at that end of the interstate. But the big difference this go around is he is endorsed. He is the favorite of Donald Trump, and that will do a lot to give Cao the presence he needs downstate and will likely seal this nomination for him.
And then moving over to Northern Virginia, a seat based in Loudoun, the 10th congressional district. This is where Jennifer Wexton is not running again, so it opens up the seat. And Jeff Shapiro, this one is a wild one. 12 Democrats and 4 Republicans. What are we expecting to happen in the 10th congressional district?
Oh, man, you need a program to keep track of all these candidates. This is a blue district, the Democrat-friendly district, and is likely to hold for the Democrats. Among the most talked about, Eileen Filicorn, former member of the House of Delegates, the first Jewish person and the first woman to serve as Speaker of the House. Dan Helmer, a member of the House of Delegates as well. Jennifer Boisco, is a member of the state Senate. She is in that clutch of candidates on whom we're keeping a close eye. And then, of course, there's Jennifer Wexton's pick for successor, Subramanian, a state senator from Loudoun. One would think that the departing incumbent's pick, her preference, may tip the scales in that race.
And then next door in the 7th congressional district, this is centered in Prince William County. Abigail Spanberger is not seeking re-election because she wants to run for governor. And so that has opened up the seat. We've got 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans. Jeff Shapiro, what's going to happen out in the 7th congressional district?
It appears that the Democratic nominee is going to be Eugene Vidman. He is a former national security aide in the Trump White House, and was among those who outed Donald Trump on that supposedly perfect call to the president of Ukraine when he, Trump, was looking for an investigation of Joe Biden. Again, 7 looks like a hold for the Democrats.
And then finally, the 5th congressional district, where we've got incumbent Congressman Bob Good facing a strong challenge from State Senator John McGuire. What's going to happen out there?
Republican on Republican cannibalism. Even the most deft and adept Republican handicappers are having a hard time figuring out how this one's going to go. Bob Good, a Trumpy guy, but no longer having endorsed Ron DeSantis for the presidential nomination up against John McGuire, who is a total MAGA man and is running with the former president's endorsement. This is a primary that has very little to do with policy and has a lot to do with personality. Stay tuned.
All right. That's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you after the primary next week.
Have a great weekend.